Hey there, GMAT and GRE test takers. Welcome back to our podcast series, BizTalk. I'm Jennifer Small. Today, we are going to answer all your burning questions about the GMAT and GRE. First up, let's talk about the GMAT, or Graduate Management Admission, test. Many of you have asked about the validity of the GMAT score. Well, the GMAT is valid for 5 years, so if you've taken it within that time frame, you're good to go. Now, let's move on to the GRE, or Graduate Record Examination. One common question we get is about the validity of the GRE score. The GRE is valid for 5 years as well. So if you've taken it within that time frame, you're good to go. Let's answer more questions one by one. How long does it take to prepare for the GMAT or GRE? Well, the answer isn't as straightforward as you might think. It depends on various factors, such as your current knowledge level, your target score, and how much time you can dedicate to studying. Generally, it's recommended to start preparing at least 3 months before your test date. However, if you're starting from scratch or need to improve your score significantly, you might need more time. What's the difference between the GMAT and the GRE? The GMAT is specifically designed for those looking to pursue an MBA or a related degree in business administration. It's a computer-adaptive test that assesses your analytical, writing, quantitative, and verbal skills. On the other hand, the GRE is a more general test that's accepted by a wide range of graduate and business schools. It measures your verbal reasoning, quantitative reasoning, critical thinking, and analytical writing skills. What's the best way to study for the GMAT or GRE? The key to success is consistency and practice. Here's my advice. Start early. Give yourself enough time to study and avoid last-minute cramming. Set goals. Break down your study plan into manageable chunks and set realistic goals. Focus on your weaknesses. Identify your areas of improvement and work on them consistently. Take practice. Tests. Regularly take practice tests to gauge your progress and identify areas that need improvement. Stay motivated. How can I manage my time effectively during the exam? Plan ahead. Before the exam, make sure you know the format, duration, and content. This will help you allocate your time wisely. Prioritize. Identify the most important questions and answer them first. If you're running out of time, skip the harder questions and come back to them later. Pace yourself. Don't rush through the exam. Take your time and read the questions carefully. Use the time wisely. If you have extra time at the end, go back and review your answers. That's it for today's BizTalk episode. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep studying and preparing for these important exams. If you have any other questions about GRE and GMAT, feel free to reach out to us. Thanks for tuning in. I am Jennifer Small, and don't forget to share, follow, and subscribe to BizTalk for more helpful tips and insights. Until next time, happy studying!